People have all kinds of reasons. We have reason that we are too young to do a thing, or we can have reason we are too old, or a reason we are not ready, or we have reasons that maybe tomorrow, or reasons that the timing isn't right. And the reasons going to go on and on and on. It is okay to do it as long as you know and do it deliberately. As long as you know that that is not true, you can do it. Be my guest and use it. As long as you know that it's not accurate, that it is just another sky is blue. Now, what happens when you start doing that is you're going to sort of find yourself a little funny, you know, because you say, I don't want to do it. That's why. You're going to be honest about it. And that's fine, you see. I don't want to go out tonight and meet with these people and party. I just don't want to do it. So you don't just say, I'm sort of tired, but I don't know, I might make it, but don't really count on. You know how we go through a whole routine like that, and you say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be there tonight. I have other plans. Even if the other plan is to collapse on the couch. That's a plan, isn't it? You don't have to lie about it. But when you kid yourself like that in other people, then again, you set up brain patterns that you don't really want to deal with. And people already do enough self-sabotage as it is without doing any additional things like that. So one way would be to be more honest with ourselves. And I know that's not easy. It is simple, but not easy. It's not easy to do that, but it will help. I can promise you that, it will really help in order to get off the excuse wagon and deal with it in a more direct fashion. When you stop to think about it, you'll find all kinds of negative self-commands people give themselves all day long. You, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Let's have some examples of things that people say, and when you take them literally, they're very negative. You'll give me a pain. That's a real pain. Yeah. People use that one a lot, right? People say, that's a pain in the neck. Or it's a pain in the back. Or a little lower. Lower back. And then people, if you repeat as often enough, with enough emphasis, the brain believes it and will do whatever it can. So the brain, in essence, works like this, right? So a person says, you know, this is a real pain. This is a real pain. This is a real pain. Eventually, the brain gets it and says, oh, I see. You want a pain. Is that it? And you say, yes, it's a real pain. And the brain says, all right, one pain coming up. Like a good short order cook, you know, one pain coming up. What else? Somebody else had another one. I'm sick and tired.
Sick and tired of this or that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sick and tired. It's a double shot. Not just sick, not just tired, but sick and tired. I have a son, and when he was about 5 years old, he came home one day and told me that exact phrase. I asked him to clean up some stuff he had on the floor, and he stood up and he said to me, 5 years old, okay? He says to me, I'm sick and tired of cleaning up my stuff. So I'm sort of taken aback, a five-year-old child saying that. And so I look him in the eye and I say to him, Eric, I'm sorry to hear that. And he looks at me, doesn't know what is happening here. I said, where does it hurt? And he says, what are you talking about? I said, well, I thought that you said you were sick. Does your stomach feel a little queasy? Do you have a headache? Or in what way do you feel sick? And he says, well, I'm okay. I said, oh, all right. Now, I did hear you say that you were tired. Now, I have a wonderful remedy for that. You go to bed early. Yeah, I don't want to go to bed early. I said, oh, you're not tired. And he says, no, I have lots of energy. Look at me. And he jumps up and down in front of me to show how much energy he had. So I said, let me see if I have this clear now. You are not sick because you say you're fine, and you're also not tired, right? He says, yeah, that's right. I said, well, why on earth would you tell me that you're sick and tired then? He said, well, I don't know. And he went on and disappeared. He has never said it again. And I don't blame him. If somebody would nail me like that, I wouldn't say it again either, you know? But he heard that somewhere in the school, or one of the adults, or another kid say it, and it has a nice little oomph to it, so it sounded good to him. So he said, hey, I'm going to do it that way, and he kept on repeating that. And if I didn't know anything about this material, I would not have said anything, because the parent doesn't pay too much attention to it if you don't know. that that might be damaging, and that might have become one of his pet favorite phrases because he really liked the sound of that.